Patrick Nellis is a registered respiratory therapist, certified clinical anesthesia assistant, holds a Bachelor of Science from Queen's University, and is currently pursuing an MBA. He's the past president of the Respiratory Therapy Society of Ontario and past chair of the Anesthesia Assistant Section of the Canadian Anesthesiologist Society. Say that twice. He is currently the vice chair of the Technical Committee on Preoperative Safety for the Canadian Standards Association. He's the author of a new book entitled Ready for My Surgery, Be Informed, Stay Safe, and Take Control During Your Journey Through Surgery. This book is part of a new surgical patient engagement program called Ready for My Surgery, designed to support and empower patients and families that find themselves in need of surgery. Welcome to The Tonic, sir. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
So why on earth did you write this book? Why? What compelled you to write it?
Yeah, fair question. You know, I spent most of my clinical career in the operating room, and I took a lot of what I knew for granted. But, you know, in the course of my career, I had the opportunity to travel to different operating rooms, literally from coast to coast across Canada, from St. John's to Victoria. And eventually one thing stood out to me, and that was really that, you know, patients in the operating room often, despite our best efforts, still really are struggling to understand what's happening to and around them. Yeah. And I really got to the place where I felt, you know, what I knew, other people may want to know. So, and I sort of spent some time thinking about what that could look like, and I really landed on a book. I enjoyed writing, and I thought if I could get this out on paper for people to read and help them prepare ahead of time by knowing a little bit better, a little bit more about the process and what happens in the operating room, I thought they could have a better experience. So that's where it all sort of kicked off.
Yeah, I think when people understand what's happening to them, they sort of accept their situation in a different way. And something like surgery, where it's so important that you go into it your best self, because you're coming out of it, perhaps you're not best self.
Right.
You know, I would imagine this is really going to impact people's ability to recover, which is essentially what you want in surgery.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I learned through the process of writing the book, and it took me a few years to really get down in everything I wanted to say that I felt like was important, I really appreciated the fact that the patient's role in the process is really vital to for them getting the outcome that they're looking for. And I think it's something that a lot of people may not appreciate, at least to the degree that I do now, and part of what I'm trying to share is that your participation as a patient is really important. So part of the process of when you find out you need surgery is figuring out what your role is. What things do you need to do in order to really get the outcome that you're seeking?
You mean you're not just the slab on the table?
You know, for many years, people would just, you know, feel like they had to put 100% of their faith in the healthcare providers and that they would look after everything. But the truth is that's just not the case. You have a role to play, just like everyone else in the healthcare team has a role to play. And the better you understand your role and the role of everyone else on the team, you know, the better you can work together and achieve the outcome you're looking for.
So why is it that people don't know this already? Like, why aren't the doctors or the caregivers providing this information de rigueur?
You know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of healthcare professionals are certainly tight on time these days.
No question.
And, you know, you go in to see your surgeon or you do your preoperative visit. There's a lot of information exchange, but the whole picture isn't really something that is easily, you know, patients have trouble comprehending everything that needs to go into the process, everything they need to do. So the bigger picture of understanding what their role is in that bigger context can be overwhelming just with a couple of visits. And often the like face-to-face visits you'll be having will often be really focused, you know, focused on the surgery itself
and
what you need
and
to
the
do.
Outcomes and the risks.
You got it. Yeah, now all that stuff is, and you have to go through that, but we don't have time to really get into the bigger picture of things. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish with the Ready for My Surgery program.
I also think, you know, maybe a personality thing with some doctors and surgeons, you know, they, in their mind, their role is preeminent. They have to be on, they have to make sure there's no mistakes.
Yes.
And, you know, without, you know, I'm just going to throw this out generally. Some of them have God complexes and they aren't necessarily the warmest or fuzziest of people. So, you know, it might be intimidating to ask these sorts of questions of your surgeon when you're only there perhaps for, you know, a brief meeting where they're throwing all the other information at you.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be very intimidating. And, you know, for many people, surgery may be the first encounter with the healthcare system. And so they're really at a disadvantage in terms of holding their own.
You know, I'm 53 years old and I've never had surgery in my life.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I wonder how many people are out there too. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do.
And where to start, you know? And so this is part of where it comes in. And so one of the things that I wanted to also introduce in the program and in the book were stories, things that people, you know, stories from other patients, and so people could relate to that situation and have a better understanding of, you know, what to expect, but also to really figure out what are some of these key things that they really want to take control of and get organized and get prepared.
So how do you keep track of what's important pre-surgery? Let's get into some of the practicalities.
Sure. So you're going to get you may potentially get a lot of information, a lot of papers, brochures, that this, you know, information overload sometimes when you, during the visits that you have. And it is hard to keep track of these things. So one of the things that I tried to do in the book is create a comprehensive checklist so that as you move through the process, you have somewhere to keep track of all the vital pieces of information that you need. Everything from dates for tests and you know, blood work to, you know, what your family history is in terms and your medical conditions and the medications you're taking. So, you know, it's interesting to put it into context. A checklist seems simple, but the operating room team uses a checklist every day for every surgery. So they don't miss something vital and important, even if it seems simple, like confirming a patient's identity or the side right. of the surgery.
You mean whether they're operating on the right person?
You got it. When you go into the hospital, you're going to be a little bit stressed. It's common for people to have a little bit of stress. So if you've already prepared and you've got all of your information organized, when the professionals come and ask you what medications you're taking and how much of which and when did you change, if you have all that prepared and it's all written down, it takes a lot of that stress away and it gives your healthcare providers accurate information, and that's what you want.
Okay, so let's say somebody was going to have surgery. What are some of the things that they should be doing pre-surgery that you would recommend that maybe they're not thinking of?
Mm-hmm. Some of the simple things that go along with general health is just, trying to have good nutrition. I mean, that's actually quite important for wound healing afterwards. Good nutrition, exercise to your ability and to the recommendations your doctors have given you, but being in good health before you go in will help with your recovery. But a couple of things that people may not think about too much, but then realize on the day of surgery they really needed this information was preparation about understanding your medical conditions. You know, if you have some, you know, what are they? What does it mean for you? Are they stable? Or, you know, and what medications are you taking to help with those?
Right.
Have those medications changed recently? Do you have allergies? And then also you'll be asked about your family history. You know, does your family have a history of this? These are questions that are hard to answer in the moment. But if you have some time and you talk to your family doctor
right.
or talk to your family, then these are some of the things that you can prepare ahead, write down, and then have ready to go.
Okay. What are some things that people might be surprised to hear that they should be doing? You know, these are sort of the basics of getting yourself organized. But
right.
what else is there that people might be really surprised to know that they should do?
I think the level of engagement, the level of participation that patients are going to be asked to bring to the table today is going to be quite different than it was just even 5 years ago.
What do you mean by that?
So they're going to be asked to participate in their care, shared decision-making, for example, rather than the healthcare team or the doctor making the decision of what's best for you, you're going to be expected to participate and decide with them in many cases, certainly with progressive institutions, that shared decision-making around your care should be something that people are going to come to expect now that in the past may not have been the case. So there is now a lot of movement toward having patients having an equal seat at the table, if you will, as part of their healthcare team.
Are the doctors receptive to that? I find it surprising that they would be.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a culture shift.
I would imagine.
And I think there's certainly a social movement toward it. You know, the Ontario government has a council for a patient and family advisory council. And this is a lot of what they do. They work to get the patient voice at the seat of the table for decision making, not just on an individual basis and having individual conversations, you know, that's important, but also on a healthcare system level. how are hospitals run? What things are the way hospitals are providing patient care? Is it in the best interest and does it suit the patient needs foremost versus, you know, versus their own or versus the healthcare providers? So that shift is happening. It's a culture shift, and it's a culture shift not just for the providers, but the patients too.
Okay. How can, so if I'm a patient and I want to get involved beyond just my own pending surgery, how would you go about getting on an advisory board or participating in other ways?
I'd say most hospitals have patient family advisory boards or councils, or at least positions where they have the opportunity to share their experience and participate. So, you know, if you're looking to volunteer some of your time, that's an opportunity to get involved there. But even as simple as you've had a healthcare experience, it was positive, it was negative, there's room for improvement or things you would like to reinforce that was done really well. Those are, I would say, don't hesitate to bring those to the hospital. The hospital administration is really interested in hearing what you say.
Okay, if people are interested in finding out more information, what's the website?
So the website is www.readyformysurgery.com, and that has all the information you need. And, you know, my new book, Ready for My Surgery, Be Informed, Stay Safe, and Take Control During Your Journey Through Surgery, that will hit shelves this November. So I'm really excited to get that in patients' hands.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Appreciate it, Jamie. Thanks for the time.
We've got to take a short break, but when we return, we'll discuss clean and dirty restaurants on the Tonic.